This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
China's premier admitted this week the government is failing to meet growing public demand to clean up the country's dirty air. He said the Chinese government is serious about cutting smog and it would impose harsher fines on polluters. Well, these comments come just weeks after the online release and subsequent removal of a groundbreaking documentary on China's air pollution problem called Under the Dome. Hundreds of millions of people watched that film before it was pulled, presumably by government censors. It's been compared by China's environmental minister, no less, to Rachel Carson's Silent Spring, the book that spawned the environmental movement in the U.S. So is China having its Silent Spring moment? From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sarah Gardner reports.
Let's start with the female connection. Just like Silent Spring, Under the Dome was written and reported by a woman, in this case, a widely known former TV reporter. She said she was inspired to make the film because of her child's tumor, a tumor she believes was caused by pollution. Historian Nancy Unger says early air pollution protests in this country were inspired by mothers' health concerns, too.
Worried mothers have been dominating the environmental movement for a very long time, even before there was such a thing.
Jennifer Turner, director of the Wilson Center's China Environment Forum, says if this is China's Silent Spring moment, it didn't spring out of nowhere. She traces it back before 2008, when the government started pushing the idea of blue skies for the Beijing Olympics.
So the Chinese public has come to believe they have a right to a clean environment. And when you look outside and see so many days that are gray and people getting sick, you're realizing that right that I feel I'm entitled to is not being met.
And just like the U.S. oil and auto industries slowed progress towards cleaner air, China's big polluting industries stand in the way. Andy Rothman is investment strategist at Matthews Asia.
Every vested interest is going to fight back on that, whether it's the chemicals industry or the smelters or the auto industry. Nobody wants to make change.
Add to that, China's powerful local governments have little incentive to curb the dirty industries that fuel their economies. But Andy Rothman says China does have one advantage the U.S. didn't a generation ago. It can study the U.S. experience and learn that cleaning up air pollution was a net benefit to the economy. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
And Marketplace told the story of smog in Los Angeles in our series, We Used to Be China. That is at marketplace.org.